Hello, everybody. If you don't say hello loud enough, we won't play a game. Hello, everybody. I hope you'll learn the won't play a game. But now that you'll scream loud enough, we'll play a game. Yeah. Okay, so this first half of this term, we're doing the Spirit series. And last week, Pastor Mark took us through who is the Holy Spirit. If you missed out that video, check out our Facebook page. While you're liking it, check the link. Go to YouTube and watch it. It was phenomenal. This week, we are doing what are the Holy Spirit's fruits? What are His fruits? Okay, so now we have a special guest that flew in all the way from Soweto. She's going to run the game for us. Her name is Tabile! This is like a game show. The price is right. Seriously. She gets worse by the second. Okay, there you go.
Good morning. So I'm going to give you a name. You must hold on to that name. That's your name for today. All right? So you are apple, banana, orange, mango, pineapple, apple, banana, orange, mango, pineapple. 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 All right, so the game we're about to play is called Fruit Basket or Fruit Salad. So this is how it's going to go. If I call your name, let's say your name is Banana, all the bananas are going to stand up, run around, look for an empty chair. You may not sit on the chair that you are sitting on. You may not sit on the chair next to yours, all right? And if you see a white paper with a green X on a chair. Are we listening? If you see a white paper with a green or blue X on it, you may not sit there. All right. And if I shout fruit salad or fruit basket, everybody moves around. Meaning I want people from this side of the room to be sitting on the other side of the room. All right. Okay. Do you understand? Any questions? No questions. Thank you. Let's start playing. First name to be called is Banana. All the bananas, move around. Okay, if you do not have a chair, you may have a couch. Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm calling Pineapple. Pineapple, get up, find a chair. All right, the next fruit is a fruit salad! Shayla, you're cheating. You must be on the other side of the room. Other side of the room.
It's fine. Thanks, Sabile. Okay, so can somebody tell me if they know about the fruits of the Spirit? Raise your hand if you've ever heard about the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not vodka. Okay. So those who haven't heard about the fruits of the Spirit, today you're going to have that awesome opportunity not only to play the fruit salad game, but to learn what are the fruits of the Spirit. And thank you, courtesy to the great Pastor Mark. We have pictures to illustrate these fruits. Okay, so repeat after me. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. Louder. Louder. Fruit of the Spirit is? That didn't sound joyful. Let's do it again. Joy. And.
Peace.
And.
Patience.
Then.
Kindness.
So.
Goodness.
But.
Faithfulness.
Then.
Gentleness.
And lastly.
Self-control.
Again.
Self-control.
Awesome. Okay, so if you do not mind, bring out these for me. So we have an activity for you. You have 5 minutes in your group that Mdu selects. You will get a paper. And you need to work out something creative. You saw how interesting that game was of fruit baskets. We're going to make this interesting. It's going to be lively. It's going to be in your face. So you're going to do a skit, a opera, a rap, a mime. What else? A rap, a dance.
Yo. Yeah. Check. Yo. Love is giving yourself and selfishly to others, even though they don't deserve it. When I'll be kicking on these curves, when you niggas go be talking all their things, when I'll be kicking these rhymes every day. Oh, check. We talking about love. It comes straight from above. You know that, son? When I'll be killing it back, when you hit it on that pun. Now take it back.
Okay, so if you didn't hear the definition, love is giving of yourself unselfishly to others, even if they don't deserve it. Okay, thank you, love. Now we're looking for joy.
All right, we're doing joy. Everyone over here is meant to be looking sad. They're struggling. But sometimes they do things that make them feel joy. Yo, check it. Joy is being cheerful and pleasant despite your outward circumstances. Wiki wiki wow!
Thank you, Joy. Y'all are a rowdy bunch. Okay, can we have peace? Thank you, peace. Can we have patience?
Patience is a willingness to wait without complaining in difficult situations.
Next, we have kindness.
The world can be a nasty place. You know it, I know it, yeah. We are not far from gray, yeah. Put down the weapons of fighting. Kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Kill them, kill them, kill them with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness.
So kindness is being concerned about other people. Let's move to goodness. Awesome stuff. Can we please have faithfulness to the stage?
Hey, yo, yeah, so we got faithfulness, yeah, it's a fruit of the spirit, yeah, and it is trustworthiness in all situations and with everything you have, yeah, it's faithfulness.
Awesome, let's have gentleness.
Gentleness is being humble. Rather than being proud, rough, or revengeful. Thank you.
Wow, that was good. Self-control.
Self-control. We're on a roll with self-control. We will all stand tall with self-control. Wait, be patient. We will all stand tall with self-control. We will all fall before God because we all have self-control. Thank you.
I know they say that was part of the act, but that looks super real. And to give you all an awesome reward for an awesome job you've done, fruit salad for everyone. You know, nothing's for mahalo in this world. If you didn't know, now you know. While you enjoy your fruits, as Debbie comes around, enjoy your fruits, she's so sweet. We want you, there is a piece of paper floating around that you will get shortly. Shayla's handing them out. And what we want to do while you eat the fruits is just to test yourself, where you are rated from 1 to 10 on the different fruits. I was saying to Pastor Mark that I believe we all have a natural affiliation to one of the fruits. So you might naturally be a person that has self-control like David, who didn't eat any desserts on Friday nights. Or maybe you're just a gentle soul. But it's about not just having one fruit, but having all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So as you go and eat your fruits, just give yourself a score between 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most. And when you're done, just give tally it up to 10, okay? So the question is, are you sun-ripened fruits? How did you score? Who scored between 10 and 40 overall? Overall, as in when you added them all up together. Because the score's out of 90. Huh? 40 to 40, 55? 55 and above? 56 and above? So, but this is a personal reflection about where you are with the fruits of the Holy Spirit and what you can and what maybe you need to reflect and see that you need to work on. Okay? Maybe you are super patient, so patient that you let 3 cars in front of you and I want to kill you if I'm driving behind you, you know? Maybe you need more self-control and not hit the person off the couch onto the floor. So this is an exercise for your personal reflection on where you... Okay. On that point, I think it's time for scripture. Matthew 7, verse 15 to 20 says, "Beware of false prophets and who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruits, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes? Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions." And it's important for us to know, if we call ourselves Christians, if we call ourselves to be saved and set free, then are we producing the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives? A good representation of who represented all the fruits is Christ himself. He possessed all nine fruits. And I think maybe in your quiet time this week, just think about the ways that Christ showed love, kindness, self-control, and the different fruits of the Spirit. It's also important to note that if you're not showing the fruits of the Spirit, then you might be showing the fruits of the flesh. And in Galatians 19 to 23, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God, i.e., that is, you will not go to heaven. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. And if you're not showing fruit, guys, this is what you're showing. If you're leaving youth on a Friday night and not going home and getting drunk, and you can't remember what you're doing, you are showing fruits of the flesh. Debbie made a good example in the morning prayer, is that you get these ornament fruits, you know? My mother had a fruit basket once of them, apple, grapes, banana. It didn't last very long because everybody took a fruit, bit into it, and found out there was polystyrene under the cover. Are you that person that claims to be a Christian, that says to your friends, "I'm going to church," but your lifestyle is actually one of this? That when you get upset and don't get your way, you throw a rage and kick and throw things around? Honestly, if you're not showing the fruits of the Spirit, then you're showing the fruits of flesh. Giving in to personal gain. You want to become the CEO of a company at any cost, and you don't care who you backstab to get there. It's important to think about it, because the more of you, then there's less of the Holy Spirit. The more of the Holy Spirit, there's less of you and less of these fruits. We're not perfect, but that's why it's a daily process between prayer, devotion, time with God, even when you walk to church, to school, to church, or even if you're in the bathroom having a shower or a bath, take that moment and reflect and ask God, "Lord, Can I have more of you today? Matthew 12, verse 43 to 45. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through an arid place, a dry place, seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits, more wicked than itself. And then they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. So, you know, sometimes we ask for deliverance. We ask for certain things. Maybe you're struggling with sexual immorality. You come, you speak to a leader privately, you pray, God gives you forgiveness, God delivers you from the wrongs that you might have done, and you decide you're going to turn your life a new leaf, you're not going to do anything. But your life, as the scripture reads, your house is clean, it's swept, it's in order. So it's not that you're disorderly and you've gone completely back to the way you were, but you're not sitting devotion every day. You're not spending your quiet time. You're not journaling. You're not coming to church. You're doing your own thing. It's easy for that spirit that left you and says, let me check out Tabile's life. Let me see. Oh, it's clean. I can see my space is left empty. There's no Holy Spirit filled in that person. And a ghost says, go call seven of its friends and comes back and says, hey, there's a party here, we can start. And then you ask yourself, you wonder, this person changed their life. Why are they derailed? And why are they so much worse? Because it's spiritual in nature. It's about dying to the flesh. It's about saying, Lord, come fill me every day, even when you don't like it, even when he's saying X and you want Y. It's about listening to the Holy Spirit. The key is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is only manifest in your life if you have the Holy Spirit in your heart. Okay. On that note, we're going to pray. I'm going to ask Auntie Debbie, if she doesn't mind, come praying for me, please.
Okay, let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you've only got good things ahead of us, but that you ask us to make that decision. And Father, I ask for, help us to open ourselves and to say, God, we want the good fruit. We want love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And so I ask right now, Lord, that you will help us to get to that place in our lives where we will call on your name and ask you to give us those gifts. Help us not to turn our back on you and to run after worldly things, but to look to you and say, God, make me more like you. And thank you, Father, for each one of these young people that are here today who has heard this message and will grow because they know that you're a good, good Father, and that's who you are. We love you, Lord Jesus, and thank you for your grace. Amen.
Amen. So, if you thought this was intriguing, please come through next week where you learn about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which will be brought to you by the one, the only, Pastor Mark. Yay! Okay, thank you guys. Have a good week.